Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Just past 11 o'clock. We're going to catch up with Tim Lacombe here in a moment. But I promised you tickets. We're giving away tickets. Caller number 12 right now, 855-340-ZONE. That's 855-340-ZONE. If you're caller number 12, you've got a pair of tickets to tonight's game, Utah Jazz and the San Antonio Spurs. And keep listening, because if you are unable to be caller number 12 in about 30 minutes from right now, we'll give away another pair.
Caller number 12, it's that simple.
855-340-ZONE. Joining us now, former BYU assistant coach, now on the Jazz pre-half and post-game shows. You know him, you love him, you wish you could be him, Tim Lacombe. Tim, how are you?
Hey, Coach.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. The intro just continues to make me blush.
It's all well-deserved. Hey,
so, Scotty, I walked in on Saturday evening to do the pre- and post-game show with Coach Lacombe, and the first thing he does is goes, and I said, you were expecting Scotty, weren't you? And he said, yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. And
bull crap.
No, I'm not even kidding you. He goes, this sucks. He said, so back-to-back nights I have to deal with you. And I said, yeah. I said, that's just how it's going to be.
And then then he kind of gave me lip, so I stood up, and you know the window there. I just put him against the window. I said, look.
I said, what are you going to do about
straight.
It?
You just ask me the questions and don't give me any attitude. And then from there on, you didn't have a problem.
You just asked me the questions. Try to stay out of the way.
You know, there was a moment once where Hans and I got into a little bit of a tussle in the studio, and we both hit that window, and a couple of grizzly bears almost went through that window.
Now, that would be a great news of the weird, right?
Yeah.
Wrestling out of whatever story that is.
People would think it was Florida instantly.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, this happened in Florida. Well, that was Salt Lake? Huh.
But wow. Yeah, that window gave a little bit.
Like, it did, it bowed.
Like, uh-oh.
It bowed and popped. I don't think the window would have broke, but I thought the seal was going to come out.
Yeah, could have been a problem.
So full disclosure with windows, and then we'll get to work here. A couple weeks ago, I went to Arizona, and a buddy of mine just built one of those nice houses with, you know, you can have the big window or you can retract the window, right? Like a huge, big sliding door. That's what I'm talking about, right? And yeah. So my little grandson needed his bottle filled up, so I offered to run in and do it. And I walked in, and while I was there, you know, the door was wide open, and somebody got energy conscious while I was filling that thing. And I came rolling around the corner, and, I mean, just clear as day that, you know, I couldn't tell the door had shut or the window had been pulled shut. And I walked full tilt right into that thing. And there were about 20 people there, and it was the talk of the – well, it still is. I still get texts about how hard I hit that window and didn't go through it. So, anyway, you know, another window story perhaps that went a little, you know, awry. But, yeah, just full disclosure, I've had my issues with windows.
Got away from us a little bit, sure. It's happened to the best of us, no doubt. All right, Jazz get it done against Toronto. It wasn't pretty at times, but they find a way to get the W. What were your nerves throughout the course of that game? Because it seemed like there was a moment where the Jazz might give that one up too.
Yeah, they got down as many as 10. You know, the ball. I think the biggest story was the Jazz kind of figured out that if they stop turning it over, you know, that team really turns you over.
Yeah.
They eliminated the easy baskets in the fourth quarter to hold them to 13, but with like 50 seconds left, I looked at Hans. I said, dude, they have 9 points in the quarter. So it was absolutely crazy. But I would say that all the wins right now, I don't know that there's an ugly win right now in the last 10. I think everybody's going on fumes. Everybody's at, you know, going after and trying to secure a position they feel like they can succeed in. And so all these to come out with wins, I call them beautiful, because I would imagine Coach Snyder feels the same way.
Have we figured out the balance of what it takes to get Bojan Bogdanović hitting from the perimeter and at that 25-plus point mark?
You know, I think his mindset seems to be great right now. And you know, I kind of made conjecture anyway during the season that some of the issues he was having really were related to his injury last year, you know, where everybody else, while not being able to play formally in the offseason, could certainly go get workouts in gyms and such. And Bojan was the one guy who really kind of had to start the season and go from there. And so he was a little bit behind everybody else as far as, you know, just timing and touch and then the healing of that wrist. So I think he's just kind of starting to find it. His mindset seems great to me. Seems really confident, and he had an absolutely huge night. I mean, that's exactly what the Jazz needed, is somebody to go out and just kind of do it and lead the way. And, you know, not sure if it was going to be Clarkson or Joe, Rudy perhaps, but, you know, Bojan's the guy that kept him in that game the whole time because he was on attack and totally aggressive, and that's when he's at his best.
Tim Lacombe joining us right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone, part of the Jazz pre-half and post-game shows. Normally with Jake Scott, but congratulations to him. Tim and I are going to be hanging out coming up later on this evening. But let's talk a little bit about what
man,
to expect out of the
set. I got to wear a suit tonight. Dang it. Okay,
no,
go ahead.
No suit. Nope.
Are you putting Coach in a suit?
No.
Up in dungarees with hands.
Business casual. That works.
All right.
He was in dungarees and he had a Van Halen shirt on when he did it with me. I thought he was casual.
There's nothing wrong with that.
A slipper too. What was that like? Was that like a Minka Couture slipper? What was that you were wearing?
Yeah, it was the Hugh Hefner collection, actually.
got the smoking jacket.
Smoking jacket.
Oh man, Timmy could totally pull off that.
He could.
Yeah,
he could.
And then my
what do you? Yeah, what do you expect out of the Spurs tonight?
Well, the Spurs are on a back-to-back, played last night at home against Philly. And, I think they're going to kind of be on a little bit of fumes right now. The Jazz, I felt really good about this game from the standpoint because I feel so much better today. And I didn't play any games last week, but I had a busy week with the Jazz. So every game I'm, you know, driving up there to sit on my tuchus and call the game, they're actually flying and playing and exerting a ton of energy. So I could only imagine how tired they were. So to have a day off, I think it's huge for them. I think San Antonio fight, they're well coached. Pop's kind of going through he looks like the Doc from Back to the Future right now with that hair. But you just always know Pop's teams are going to play together and they're going to play hard. And, you know, may have nights they're not very good, but they usually are pretty tough and together. So I think anytime you play the Spurs, it's a tough one.
So the way I look at it, Coach, is if the Spurs don't get the two wins against the Jazz, and as you mentioned, played on a back and a back-to-back in their last two games they played, including last night, were overtime games. But if they don't get these two wins against the Jazz, they're not going to make it into the play-in. I think that they're out because they've got to play Phoenix twice. They got to play Portland, Brooklyn, New York, Milwaukee, plus the Jazz twice. And right now, New Orleans is 2.5 games back, and New Orleans has an easier stretch to finish than San Antonio by a long stretch. So San Antonio knows if they don't get these two wins against the Jazz, there's probably a good chance they won't be involved in that play-in tournament. Does that give them more incentive, or will they play about the same regardless?
No, I think if you're fighting for some, and, you know, that's the interesting thing right now. You're playing against a team that's out of it. And really, that's a crapshoot as to what you're going to get. And sometimes those guys feel no pressure and they want to go out and just ball out. And other times, you know, they've kind of given up and they're just looking to get it through the season. I would say every team in contention, you know, certainly then you take into the account that, again, Popovich is the coach. Certainly they're going to give you their best shot. And, you know, I think that's one interesting thing to look at is, you know, the Jazz really need these wins, so do the Spurs. So I think you'll see two teams really go at it. And much like we saw with Toronto the other night, I thought Toronto and the Jazz both played really hard in that game.
Tim Lacombe with us right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. There's been a lot of talk about the potential demise of the Lakers. I think, obviously, it's way too soon to talk about it. But LeBron James leaves the game, citing the injury. They're now in the midst of trying to keep out of the play-in round. Just how bad things are in L.A., and you buying the fact that this could be that this might not be a team that could make a long run in the playoffs?
So I'm a big fan of horror films, and you know the one thing you never do is you never assume that the axe that just split the guy's head open, the killer's head open, is actually dead. He's going to find a way to get up off the ground and make one more futile attempt to, you know, go after people. And I think that's where the Lakers are right now. They're Michael Myers. It's wounded. I have no idea what internally what it's like, but they've lost three straight, and they're headed into a stretch of Denver tonight. So the second night of a back-to-back, they've got Denver tonight at home. They play Thursday against the Clippers. It's technically an away game, but, you know, same court.
Yeah.
And then Friday at Portland. And Sunday, okay, go ahead and throw Phoenix in there at home. And Tuesday, let's go and play the Knicks. So that's, they're Denver, L.A., Portland, Phoenix, New York, before it kind of softens with Houston, Indiana, New Orleans. But, yeah, I think this is going to be really interesting because, you know, all these teams are playing for something. And they also see a wounded Lakers team that they'd love nothing more than to push them down into that playoff mess or play-in mess, particularly in their kind of state of mind right now. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. You know, I don't see the Lakers, when I watch them play, I don't see any kind of sign that they're anywhere near where they need to be to be really good in the playoffs. But it's crazy how fast that switch can flip sometimes with the, you know, with the greatness of LeBron. So I think last year I was at this very same point. I was watching the Lakers about right now in terms of the time of the season. And I'm like, I just don't see it. I don't think they have it. I told my son several times, like, mark me down, Lakers. There's no way they win it. And lo and behold, they kind of figure it out. So, everybody needs to do their part to shove them down into that play-in thing and make them exert all the energy they have to in order to have to repeat.
How much does that break their back to lose Schroeder for the season?
Oh, it's massive, I think. I actually, if you think back of the games that the Jazz played against the Lakers, particularly the one they lost there in L.A., and Schroeder was awesome in that game. He was a pest defensively. He causes all sorts of issues defensively and can really guard his position and then be kind of a fly in the ointment, digging balls out. Offensively, he's gotten way better. You know, he did a better job of making perimeter shots. He was pretty tough on the Jazz in the mid-range. And then in that game that, again, the Lakers beat the Jazz, you know, there were several times where he took it to the rim and the referees didn't call it in the game, but then in the two-minute report, you know, he was wiping guys off. But I liked his energy and toughness, and I think that's a huge, huge loss for the Lakers, no doubt about it.
Tim Lacombe right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Jazz and Spurs, back-to-back games as we come down the stretch. Is this kind of a difficult time for teams? And I got to imagine in college basketball, kind of feels like maybe, the dog days of February where you know the conference tournament's coming up and you know the NCAA tournament's coming up and you're looking ahead to that, but you got that, you know, trip to Pepperdine coming up or the trip to the Pit. And you're just having a hard time getting your mind right because you're looking forward to so many other things coming down the pipeline. Is it difficult to kind of maintain your focus during this stretch?
It definitely is. And you know, coaches get made fun of a lot because it's coach speak to talk about one game at a time. But this is where that really applies. Right now, you know, the hard part about looking forward right now is nothing that we're looking at forward has been settled. You know, 2 days in a row, we watched the positions flip all over the place in the West, right, with wins and losses. So the Jazz kind of go 1-2, and obviously that's going to continue until somebody blinks, you know, out of Phoenix and Utah. And if it does end up, you know, in a tie, obviously Phoenix has that tiebreak. But I think that's what makes all of these games, like, you know, in a vacuum, the Jazz with the record they have, playing San Antonio with, you know, only 9 or 8 games left on the schedule, would seem like, hey, you know, how important is it? But when you put all of the other stuff in there, you talked about it, Hans, with San Antonio's fighting for their playoff life, and the Jazz are trying to figure out the very best position they can get themselves in with the current situation they're in, with the health. And so it really is crazy, but nothing that happens tomorrow matters today in the way the playoffs are put together. And so if you can, that's the very best skill you really acquire right now, is you can't look down the road at a game on Friday or the first round of the playoffs, because all you're doing is daydreaming. You have control over today. You go play the Spurs tonight. That is a given, right? But you know that. So I think that's where coaches really earn their money, to keep the guys' minds right, keep them on task. And in this situation, it shouldn't be as difficult because, again, with all of these different tweaks to the playoffs and then the crazy year we've had with COVID, it is really anybody's year this year. And that's the honest truth. I don't think you could look at one team and say, there they are, right? It's going to be, how does this all stack up? And then from there, how matchups are going to dictate it, but who's going to get there? And it could be anybody.
You know, sometimes you're sitting there and you're watching a game with somebody and they bump you and they say, well, who's number 77 or who's that number? The other night against Toronto, you get bumped and it's, who's that number 3? This Trent Forrest rookie from Florida State that had a couple of critical minutes for the Jazz, that had 3 assists, 7 points, had a pretty nice box for the night against Toronto. Explain to people who Trent Forrest is, if he'll be used like he was against Toronto maybe in these next couple of games, and your thoughts of his performance against Toronto.
So you're saying you got bumped into at the game asking about Forrest?
Yeah, who's number 3? Who's number 3?
Oh, okay. And that was when you were at the with your family, right?
Yes, right. Yes.
In, up there in the upper bowl. You guys had those tickets up there, right?
See, I was going to, like, just let this whole thing go. I didn't even bring it up. I didn't want to talk about it.
Is that what you're talking about, Hans?
Yeah, that's what.
Okay. All right. I was just checking. I wasn't sure which situation you got bumped into. Can I answer the question now, or do we have to pick up any of that garbage?
No, we'll just let it go.
Okay. Hopefully that doesn't affect Scotty's mood tonight when I show up in a bow tie.
A little bit, yeah. Not going to lie.
No, I love Forrest. I think, you know, when he started to play, when the Jazz brought him in and he played a couple of games, you know, the things that stood out to me were, I always look at a guy's effort, and he's trying to be in the right spot all the time. There isn't a whole lot of casual to his game. I feel like his understanding of the offense has really improved, particularly even over the last couple of weeks. The knock on him right now is he can't shoot the perimeter shot. But I thought he came into a game, you know, the other night that had a ton of magnitude on the season. And, you know, Quinn felt comfortable enough putting him in the game and giving him a lot of minutes. He actually played some extended minutes outside of his rotation by my watch. So I think that his contribution was huge. He made a big 3. You know, people will remember that because that's what people remember, shots. But I'll remember the deflections and a couple of really nice defensive plays and the defense that he played on Van Fleet in the fourth quarter, who was the go-to guy for Toronto that night with Lowry out of the game. And to put a guy, you know, in that position to play, what did he play, 15 minutes in that game, and just did a nice job of keeping things afloat. They were a +8 while he was out there, and that scored 7 points. So that's the – you know, that's my thoughts on Trent Forrest. I think he's a guy who you're not really going to see a whole lot of, you know, with Mike Conley and Donovan out there and everybody playing the regular minutes, but it's nice to have him on the team and help you do something like they did the other night.
Well, Jazz and Spurs tonight in Vivint Arena, where there's really not a bad seat in the house. Game tonight at 8 o'clock. Pregame show begins at 7 right here on the Zone Sports Network. especially if those tickets are free. All right. We'll be giving away tickets throughout the show.
Hey, Scotty, are you going to put him through the window again? Is this like opening up another wrestling match?
Let's just say it wasn't him that was going to be put through the window.
Yeah. No, it was fun.
Well, if you
was fun.
Come up there and keep him in – I mean, it took me 30 seconds, and I had him obedient for the rest of the night.
He had his forearm up across my throat, head against the window.
I just gave him the coach's eyes, the crazy coach's eyes. Everybody's seen those.
Those are real.
Players, yeah, they're real.
It's the first time I've ever had somebody say to me, though, just ask the questions and keep your mouth shut otherwise.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
And kind of had those.
You said you met with the honor code a few times.
More than a few, yes. No, but they did handle it in a similar fashion. Okay. You are guilty. No, I'm not. Yes,
I'm
you are.
I'm just trying to stir up all sorts of stuff for you, aren't I? It's okay.
Hold on. How many times did you meet with the honor code as a coach at BYU?
Never.
Coaches don't meet with the honor code.
I actually registered a different cell number, so if they were texting me to come in, I wouldn't get them.
Yeah, it's Scotty. I could actually give you the number to a couple football coaches that had to meet with the honor code.
Oh my gosh!
But I will say this: I am waiting for like statute of limitations. I don't know what that is there, but hopefully it's quicker than 7 years. Because there has to be a lot of stuff they could go back retroactively and find me for.
The honor code never forgets; it's always there.
That's true. Yep.
All right. Appreciate
Thanks,
it, Coach.
Guys.
Talk to you later tonight.
See you, Coach.
Tim Lacombe right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.